Dal Richards first visited the Orpheum Theater when he was a junior high school student in the 1930s.
I was in Point Grey Junior High, and one of the kids in my class, father played the organ in the Orpheum Theater. So he was able to get passes, and I saw any number of vaudeville shows in the Orpheum, and just thought that would be the ultimate for me, to have an orchestra in the Orpheum stage.
After those formative years at Point Grey Junior High, Dal would fulfill his dream of becoming a professional musician. He remembers hearing Juliet, who would become a Canadian vocal legend, sing for the first time at the Orpheum in 1940.
I got a call from Ivan Ackery, who was the manager of the Orpheum. And he had a policy of cutting out the shorts of the daily program on Friday evenings. So he featured a local band between the movies. And he asked if I'd be interested, and I certainly was, so we went to the Orpheum for a rehearsal, and after the rehearsal, Ivan said to me, "That's a good show, Dal, but I notice you don't have a girl singer." We called them girl singers in those days. Sometimes we still do. Ivan said to me, "I heard a little girl in the Kitsilano Showboat the other night, and I'd like you to listen to it." And I said, "Ivan, that's really not the image that I want." And he said, "Well, will you just listen to her?" So I listened to her, and she could sing all right. And it was June of 1940, and she sang "There'll Always Be in England." We were at war at the time, and she brought the house down. And that was the first professional engagement of Juliet, who went on to be a very famous Canadian singer.
Now in his 90s, Dal is still swinging at the Orpheum.
More recently, I celebrated my 90th birthday there. We had a concert. A lot of my friends, musicians and singers and choirs, everything else, part of it all. Now we're making plans for 95th birthday, so I'm quite thrilled about that.